Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, my friend, you are about to listen to a very special bonus episode of the Flip Empire Show. Something unlike anything I've ever released and published before, and something that at one point I just finished recording. And so, you know, I'm just collecting my thoughts here, and I don't even want to like edit this out or because it's just what I'm feeling right now at the moment. But at one point in the podcast episode, I got a little bit choked up and a little bit emotional listening to a story that kind of tugged at my heartstrings and putting myself in somebody else's shoes. And this episode is about creating an impact. It's about giving. It's about helping children that have cerebral palsy. And yes, we get into some real estate and business things. Matter of fact, I want to incentivize and encourage you to listen through. It's a relatively short podcast episode, about 30, 35 minutes. I have some rock stars on. I have Dave Pearson out of Columbus, Ohio. Him and his partner do a couple hundred transactions every single year, have built up a large rental portfolio. And Eric Stark, you know, someone who has done hundreds and hundreds of transactions. I've had him on the show several times. And Dave has a very special offer for you. Absolutely nothing is for sale. I want to make that super, super clear. But this is an opportunity to listen to some very heartwarming stories and just things that, like I said, really tugged at my heart. And at the end of the day, it's an opportunity to help others that are in need and to give back. And if not, I know you're going to still get a lot out of this episode. So without further ado, and having said all of that, I want to hop right into this very, very special podcast episode that I hope and ask and pray that you listen through all the way. So let's jump right into it. What's going on, my friends? This is Alex Pardo. I can't tell you how excited and honored I am, not just to host the show, but to be back on here with a different kind of episode. This episode is going to be very special. I think I may have said that once or twice in the past, but this is something that really tugs at my heart. And I want to kind of share a little bit of a backstory before I introduce the rock star human beings I have on the podcast with me today. But Eric Stark is somebody who has become a really, really close friend over the course of the last 10 to 12 years. And, you know, I hop on here and it's always my goal to deliver as much value as possible. And we always talk about strategies and nuggets and tips that are going to build your business and fill your bank account. But this particular episode is very different. It's about creating impact. It's about filling your heart and your soul, not just your bank account. Having said that, I don't want you to think we're not going to talk real estate and how to improve your business and your life. I have a really good friend of mine, Dave Pearson, on the podcast as well. Dave and his partner, RJ, flip over 200 houses a year. They have a pretty large rental portfolio. Just badass investors. Matter of fact, now that I think about it, collectively between the three of us, we've probably flipped, I don't know, 1,500, couple thousand houses in our careers. So there's a lot of knowledge and experience on this podcast, and we're definitely going to add value and impact your business. But more importantly, what good is business if, you know, we're so blessed to make a lot of money and create the type of lifestyle that we want for ourselves and our family, but what good is it if you don't pay that forward, if you don't impact others? And, you know, I have two little baby girls at home, and thank God, knock on wood, they're healthy. You know, back in December, I saw a presentation about this charity organization called the Len Foundation, which helps families that with kids that have cerebral palsy. And I was immediately overcome with just my heart was hurting to watch what some of these families have to go through, and even more important, what some of these kids have to go through. And a lot of these families don't have the financial resources that we do to be able to help their kids and overcome some of these serious health challenges. So service and giving has always been a big part of my life. It's been a big part of Eric Stark's life. And just to kind of rewind the clock and give you guys a little bit of a backstory, Eric, what would you say, man? Let me get you on the podcast here. Probably about 2007, 8, or 9 is when you and I got together and we started doing charity work here in South Florida. Is that right?
So you and I actually met back in 2006, 2007, when I had moved to South Florida in 2013 is when you and I started doing some more charity work back then. So yes.
Right. And I remember, man, one of the things, so we've done different types of charity from feeding the homeless to giving out toys, unwrapped toys to kids, you know, in lower income areas. We've done a lot of different types of charity events. But I remember a couple of years ago when the Hurricane Irma hit the Keys, we wanted to make a bigger impact. And so you and I had the idea to host a mastermind. We ended up raising $18,000, which benefited and helped the families that lost their homes and just the hurricane, you know, severely impacted and uprooted their lives. And then last year we raised another $15,000 or so. And that went to a really awesome charity. So over the course of the last couple of years, you know, with the help of many, many people, this is not you and I, we've been able to raise well over $30,000. But the challenge I think you and I have had, man, is finding an organization that we can call home, an organization that we trust, that is transparent, that has, you know, the same heart for giving and service that we do. And a really good friend of mine who's on the podcast, Dave Peyrchin, is he introduced me to the Len Foundation out of Columbus, Ohio. And so, you know, I'm glad that now we have teamed up with the Len Foundation and we're able to now call them home. And so, you know, our goal here is to help these kids that have cerebral palsy and help these families that don't have the financial resources that we all have. So with that being said, Dave, man, I want to get you on here.
Hey guys, Dave Peyrchin here. You're absolutely right, man. I mean, all of us as real estate professionals and real estate entrepreneurs, we always have access to great information. We share a ton of good information. I love your podcast, by the way. So it's always a pleasure when I can hop on and say a few words. And I love what you guys are doing. I was in a very similar spot. So we've all been doing the real estate stuff for a long time. And I think innately, we all want the opportunity to give and give a hand up and give a leg up, you know, to somebody else. And you got to, you know, it's about finding an organization that really you can trust. So I've been around the nonprofit space for a long time, Alex. And, you know, there's something to be said when you give, you go into that abundant mentality and the universe just brings you more, you know, and it's a lot different. There's a lot of organizations out there. Sure, you cut a check and you send it off to another country. And I don't doubt that those funds, you know, don't do good things, but it just doesn't have that hands-on feel. And that's what I was looking for as well. So when I got the opportunity to meet the gals from the Len Foundation, but then when I got to see what they're up to and helping these families who have children with cerebral palsy, here's the thing, guys, the insurance companies out there, I think every single one of your listeners can vouch, the insurance companies out there do not have people's back. And when you're dealing with children who are just trying to walk and do basic things like walk and talk and things like that, and the insurance companies won't provide funding to help these families, somebody's got to step up. And that's what I saw in the Len Foundation. And they're just absolutely killing it. So I am so happy to be working with them. And kudos to you guys. I mean, doing this on your podcast, every other podcast out there, what do? Real estate, real estate, real estate. I know you guys have a huge heart. And this just speaks volumes about who you guys are as people also.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. And honestly, like, this show really is about the person listening to this podcast at this moment. So if you have kids, if you have nieces or brothers and sisters, if you just have a heart for people and for giving and helping others and creating impact, this episode is for you, because at the end, there's going to be an opportunity for you to give back and make a huge, huge impact on one particular family's life. And it's not so much about how much you donate. It's just about that having that abundant mentality and wanting to genuinely help somebody who's less fortunate and who's going through a tough circumstance in their life. So having said that, really, I want to introduce to you Lindsay and Alicia from the Len Foundation, because without them, this would not be possible. They are the organization and the charity that we have decided to really walk alongside. And again, ladies, without, you know, your efforts and with everything that you have been doing, this wouldn't be possible. So I kind of want to just get you on here. If you can share a little bit of a background, you know, who you are and how did the Len Foundation come to be, And then we can talk about, you know, some of the families that you've worked with and impacted, and kind of go from there.
All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys, we are so excited to be here. This is actually our first ever podcast. So this is
love it.
But we just really want to thank like you, Alex. Your podcast is amazing. Honestly, we've looked at it. Yeah, and Eric and Dave, all three of you guys, we just want to thank you guys because, you know, we've worked with a lot of individuals so far since we've started our nonprofit. And you guys seriously have a heart of gold and you truly are passionate about giving back. And those are the type of leaders and people that we want to team up with because, you know, with that kind of passion and heart, we can make such a huge impact together with, you know, you guys and everybody else's support that are coming together. So we just can't thank you three enough for you know, teaming up with us to make this massive change. So I'm going to let Alicia kind of start off just really quick with the story with how the foundation began, because all began with her sweet little boy, Len, and my nephew. So,
My husband and I, we gave birth to our little boy named Lennon. It was, 3.5 years ago. And about when he turned about 1 year old, that's when we found out that he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. And you know, going through the whole process, you know, dealing with insurance companies, there was very, very little that they covered. And we had very good insurance. And these are the things that he needed, such as like a gait trainer. That's something that helps him walk. He needed a communication device because he's nonverbal. He needed that to talk to the outside world. And we were realizing we were spending thousands of dollars out of pocket to help our little boy live the quality of life that he truly needed and deserved. And we were struggling big time. And, you know, we're starting to see that a lot of kids need therapies too. And insurance only covers, I mean, very, very the minimum of therapy. And sometimes it doesn't cover it at all. And, you know, so we were just seeing what we were going through. My sister was like, okay, if you guys are going through this, thousands of other families are going through this as well. And we really wanted to make a change and help families out. And that's how we kind of came up with the Len Foundation. So,
So basically, you know, seeing what she and Justin and Lenny were going through, it really ignited a fire under me because of the pain and the struggle I saw them go through. And, you know, I just, it hurt my heart terribly. And so Alicia and I came together and we're like, we can either turn this into a woe is me party, or we can turn this into a positive and let's make a difference. And because we can do something about it. And that's what we did. So it's been an awesome journey so far. And, you know, we're just getting started and we're starting to get these, you know, videos and stories of all these families coming from all over the country right now to us to ask for help. And the biggest need that we're seeing right now is the intensive therapy, which is, you want to kind of say, I don't like the underground therapy of therapies. It's a therapy that insurance sadly is not covering. And this is such a crucial therapy for these families and kids.
Yes. So intensive therapy, they say you need about, you know, 3 weeks, I guess, per session. You can go multiple times a year, but these intensive therapies, usually families either spend like 1 to 3 weeks, depending on what they can afford. And it's literally, they work, you know, many, many hours each day for these 1 to 3 weeks with top therapists. And these intensive therapies are what is changing these kids' lives. I mean, no joke. It's literally changing their lives. And we're starting to get video footage of where their kid starts at when they start these intensive therapies, and then the end of 1 week, the end of 2 weeks, the end of 3 weeks. And the change you see with these kids is absolutely unreal. So it's hands down, no question about it. It's definitely needed. And so that's really, we're really big on, you know, trying to start to provide intensive therapies for these families, because that's what, where they're coming to us for help.
Unbelievable. Well, first off, let me just say, and I know I say this on behalf of Eric and Dave, hats off to both of you for just being amazing, because so many people, you know, you play the hands that you're dealt, but so many people just, like you said, woe is me type of, you know, they go about in pity for themselves. And I truly believe that, you know, God puts things in our life that we can handle and deal with. And it's about having the right attitude. But you ladies have done something now that is going to impact so many people and have been impacting people and families. So thank you for that. As far as the intensive therapy is concerned, what is this cost and what is the difference in the quality of life that a child that goes through intensive therapy has versus a child that maybe the families don't have the financial resources and they're not able to go through this intensive therapy?
So average cost-wise for 1 week, and like I said, this is just like an average that we're seeing because of, you know, different insurances and everything, but average for just 1 week of intensive therapy, it's going anywhere from like $1,300 to $1,800 average.
Per week.
Yes.
And that's only if they're getting maybe like one, two types of therapies. There's certain therapies where maybe they need not only like the physical, they're going to need speech, they're going to need occupational, you know, and maybe something else.
So it just kind of depends on, you know, cause every child's different. Mm-hmm. And with cerebral palsy, it's an umbrella diagnosis. You could have, you know, maybe one limb affected, you could have all four limbs affected. So that's what's really great about these intensives is, you know, these therapists work hand in hand with these children and then they see exactly what they need. They might need a little extra. And then, you know, they kind of go from there. So that's per week. The kids that don't get it, you know, as far as, I mean, just talking about walking in general, you know, these kids, some of them just can't walk. For instance, my son Lenny, he can walk with assistance, but he cannot walk on his own. And, you know, going from the beginning of a therapy, and we just recently received a video footage of this kid needed serious help. I mean, serious help, just taking steps. And it's really cool because after, you know, a couple weeks with him working with these therapists, the mom sent us a video and you see him holding the therapist's hands, but he's taking huge steps. And I mean, it's just night and day just from two weeks of this kid getting therapy. So,
wanted to just interject really quick. It's the amount of time that they're getting this therapy too. So it's like a few hours a day, you know, that they're getting this, and usually insurance might cover so many hours for an entire month. And this is a few hours a day that they're hammering these movements. And, you know, and the biggest thing that we're finding with these families and these children is it's the confidence that it's giving these kids. And they have confidence now. They're so much happier because they're like, I can do this, you know? And that's what we're seeing. And that's what's beautiful about it. And we actually just recently uploaded a video on our website with Celia and the twin boys at Collective Genius. All you guys, Eric, Alex, Dave, you guys all pitched in and helped this wonderful family in March, and they covered their flight, their cost of living for 3 weeks, and these two twin boys, they were two-year-old brothers, Oliver and Theo, and covered their intensive therapy at the Boston Napa Center. And Celia just gave us a video just over the weekend of how life-changing this was for them. Right. And so that's under our Give Today page, the before and after, showing you guys what you guys all did and how that really, truly helped them. So thank you for that.
That's incredible. Dave, Eric, I want to loop you guys into the conversation if you have any questions to ask. And let's just kind of make this interactive. But before I do that, I feel, as the host, I don't want to assume that somebody listening to this understands exactly what cerebral palsy is. I apologize. Let me take a few steps back. Can you ladies just explain really quick what exactly does this do to a child? And what is it really?
Oh, cerebral palsy. Yes.
Yes.
So cerebral palsy, it's pretty much what it is brain damage. So you can have a very small amount of brain damage or you can have an excessive amount. And that's why cerebral palsy, when you're diagnosed, like you get it either, you know, while you're born, or it can happen just any time, really. Yes, so it's an umbrella diagnosis. They could have, you know, a small amount of brain damage, and then it can affect maybe a limb and you wouldn't have any idea. And then it could affect, you know, multiple limbs. They have different stages of, you know, how severe it is. So that's pretty much what cerebral palsy is.
Affecting their movement.
Mm-hmm. Yep, affecting their movement. It can affect their ability to communicate, to walk.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Eric, did you, I feel like you wanted to ask something earlier.
Number one, I'm so undertaken by just how humble you are, number one, and just like, you ladies are true warriors. I mean,
oh gosh,
wake up and walk in the direction you walk every day. not only just for Len, but for the rest of the world and giving those people a voice. Just hats off to you once again. I kind of want, you know, it really sits on my heart that nobody asked for this. You didn't ask for this. Len didn't ask for this. None of these other families, you know, asked to be in this situation. What is it, kind of like Alex was touching base on, how does, number one, how does it affect your life for the most part as a parent who still has to carry on with life and, you know, you have other responsibilities, but obviously a child takes priority one. How does it affect your life and what are some of the changes and kind of some of the overwhelms and maybe even frustrations that you've been dealing with just from the parent side of it, mm-hmm. having to look after these children?
I haven't been asked that question a lot, so sorry if I'm a little emotional right now. but, you know, Lenny is my life. And seeing him, you know, we've always been very positive parents. We've always really honestly been very positive. And we have such a great support system with our friends, our family. Not everyone has that. So, you know, in order to be able to lean on someone, I mean, my sister's been there since day one and our family and everything. So that's been a huge blessing. You know, we have definitely taken some time to realize what's been handed to us with Lenny, and he is such a fighter. And all these kids that we have seen, mm-hmm. they are truly such fighters. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very difficult because some, you know, a very small example, when I go to the grocery store and I get out of the car and I walk into the grocery store, it takes me what, like 20 seconds to get into the grocery store. And I sit there and I think, okay, my son would need to get out, get his gait trainer, and really struggle to take those steps just to walk into a grocery store, you know, without a wheelchair or without assistance. So, you know, I think about little things like that. He definitely is taking huge strides. And he has, you know, his therapists that are, you know, right by him, his teachers at school. I mean, he's definitely has a lot of support. We are seeing that right now because he's nonverbal. He's struggling big time with communicating, and he does have his communication device, which is a blessing, but you can definitely tell he's starting to get frustrated when he just needs just something. It can be a glass of water or just anything, you know? So we're definitely seeing that. And you know, a fear of ours is, you know, just down the road, him being around kids and the kids not understanding, you know, what's going on with him, and just sure. making sure he gets that support. And, you know, I've talked to parents that we have helped with before, and all of them have been just so positive and, you know, kind of dealing with the same things with their kids, what they're going through. And you just got to take it day by day and just have faith that, you know, they're all of them, they're going at their own speed. They're going on their own schedule, and it is fine. So, yeah, just trying to stay as positive as possible. So
I guess. This is Dave hopping in. I haven't really heard your story in a while. We've been working together really since December, but it just kind of comes full circle for me and hearing you retell that. It's unbelievable. And I just wanted to acknowledge you, Alicia, and Lindsay, for the support that you've been giving Alicia. And like Alex said, nobody asks for this kind of thing. And you and your husband are some of the most positive people that I've ever met. And you approach this thing with nothing but a smile on your face. And now for you to turn around and help other people who are affected by this, and their children are affected by this. And who are these people? Let's ask ourselves this. This is our neighbors. This is the people right who live right on our same street. This is not, you know, people in some other place. We're never going to meet them. These are people who are local, who need our help, who got the same crappy insurance everybody does, who just, they're looking for a hand up. And they're looking for, you know, something that's going to affect their child's life that is not covered by insurance. You had mentioned a speech device or something like that, Alicia. Yes. I mean, not, these speech devices are absolutely key. And when an insurance company doesn't cover it, this family who's already working two jobs, who's already having to take time off of work to, you know, address their special needs child, you know, they need funding. They need these devices. They need this stuff. And that is what the Len Foundation is raising money for. It just affects these people's lives. It's unbelievable what you guys are doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And you know what, Alicia, I listened to your story and I feel guilty
because there's so many things I take for granted as a parent. And like, I'm feeling kind of emotional here listening to you. When you talk about going to the grocery store, like something as simple as just getting out of your car and walking there, the things that you have to go through and that Lenny has to deal with. And so that's why we're here, is to make an impact on your son, your family, other families and other kids that have this, that they have to deal with that they didn't ask for, you know, and that keeps popping up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're listening in, you can make a difference. And so I kind of want to transition and pivot to that part of the episode where, you know, Dave, you've been so, so gracious, and you come with a wealth of experience and knowledge when it comes to helping people build the real estate business. You've built your own business. You're one of the most successful investors in the country. And this is something you didn't have to do, but I want to kind of loop you in here because if you're listening to this episode, I want to incentivize you to donate and to give, because your money can go such a long way in putting a smile on a kid's face and on a family's face that has to deal with such adversity that we may not have to deal with, right? And so there's different ways that we can donate and make an impact on these families' lives. And so, Dave, I want to kind of loop you in here first and foremost to let people know, maybe if you can just take 60 seconds about you and your business. That's not what this episode is about, but just so that people have some context as to who they could be learning from and what could they could be getting if they choose to donate and help and make an impact here.
Sure. Yeah, I got a really special thing I'm doing. And just so everybody knows, I do not have a coaching program for sale. I'm not a coach. I'm a real life investor. And our business, in a nutshell, and what I can totally help you get started with, if you're just getting started, we're going to create a wholesaling business. You got to get that cash flow coming in. And then if you're a little bit more advanced, it's time to start buying and holding some assets. I'm going to teach you all about affordable housing. I'm going to teach you how we went from, you know, 1 to 100+ homes in just a couple of years, and how to take advantage of the financing that is available. I'm going to teach you how to raise private capital to buy these suckers cheap. We have numerous marketing campaigns going on. I'm going to open everything up. I want to add as much value as I can. And it's 100% going, you know, what we're doing here, it's totally to support the Len Foundation and to help these families that need us. So this is what I was going to offer, Alex. Anyone who gives $100, and to give, if you want to donate $100, what you're going to do is go to thelenfoundation.org. That is the Len Foundation, L-E-N-N foundation.org. And anyone who gives $100, I have been buying personal development stuff over the years forever, and I've put everything onto a Dropbox link. So anyone who donates only $100, I'm going to give you, hours and hours and hundreds of contents and all this stuff that it's my personal collection. And you get all of that personal development for free. It's everything from real estate to money management to relationships to sales, everything from Anthony Robbins to Dr. Wayne Dyer it goes on and on and on. So $100, give a donation. I'm going to send you that link personally. If somebody donates $500, I will do a Zoom call with them and go through the basics of my business and show you behind the curtain of all four major departments. Number one, acquisitions. Number two is rehab and construction management. Number three is property management. And number four is dispositions and sales. I'm going to show you our CRM and how we're all set up and mail campaigns and the whole deal. Third, and finally, that's for $500. You get that. We'll be on a Zoom call here shortly. And number three is anyone who does $1,000 or more, we are going to get together live. I'm going to give you the opportunity to hop on a plane, come over here to Columbus, Ohio this spring or summer, and we are going to completely set you up. We're going to spend 2 days together and just absolutely crush it. So, go ahead. I mean, tier number one, $100, you get all the personal development you could ever handle. Number two, $500. I'm going to do a one-on-one. Well, it's not going to be one-on-one. It'll be a group thing, most likely. A Zoom call to show you our business, and $1,000 or more. We'll be looking at each other in the eyes and getting you making some money as fast as humanly possible.
Wow. Brother, that is amazing, man. That's huge value. Obviously, it's a no-brainer. One quick modification, just so that we can track the donations, guys. If you go to thelenfoundation.org/holidaymastermind, /holidaymastermind. We'll include a link in the show notes page as well. And I'm sure that we'll put this out on the social media platforms as well. $100, $500, $1,000, or really anything that you donate. Even if you're not able to donate $100, but you can donate $5, do it. I encourage you. Like, you're making a difference in a child's life. You're making a difference in a family's life. So whatever you can donate, the $100, $500, $1,000 tiers or more, it's just an added bonus. You know, it's a tremendous amount of value. Dave has become a really good friend over the course of the last year, year and a half. Dude just seriously knows his stuff, knows how to build a business. And if you need that extra incentive, I encourage you to take advantage of it. But even if you don't, I really just want to encourage you to make an impact, make a donation with whatever you can. So having said that, Eric, man, I want to kind of turn it over to you in case you have anything to add.
I think we covered a lot of it. The one thing that's just kind of sitting in my mind that I've really recognized doing, you know, charity and missions work is, you know, we dealt with this a lot in the Florida Keys as well. And I hear, you know, Lindsay and Alicia say the same thing, is that insurance isn't doing anything to help. We all know how outrageously expensive it is for us to carry insurance coverage. And it's just very devastating when we are doing all we can to have this life and build a life. And again, we nobody asks for this. And it's very painful when you realize that your insurance just doesn't cover it. But what I love about it is it allows us to really determine community and reach out to other people. And that's when you see people band together and make an impact, is when, you know, the insurance companies, the government, whoever it may be, unfortunately, you know, kind of turns their back and says, you know, that there's not anything we can do for that. You see humanity at its best, you know, shine their brightest and offer to help these people. So,
yeah. Wow. I have goosebumps.
Thank you. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Ladies, I don't know if you have anything to add. Again, I really appreciate, number one, just being so open and transparent. Alicia, for, you know, you're dealing with this on a daily basis, and you're it's something that, so thank you for just taking the hand you were dealt and just having an impact, not just on Lenny's life, but on so many kids, right? And then you, Lindsay, for being there for your sister. I mean, that's amazing. It's one thing to be there for your family member. It's another thing to like walk alongside her. And you guys started this nonprofit, the Len Foundation. Again, just the impact that you guys are having really, really touches me. I remember when I heard about the Len Foundation and I saw some of the videos, I just started getting teary eyed because I have two little girls and I couldn't imagine, you know, them having that. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I kind of feel a little bit guilty. Like, what can I do? Like, how can I help you and other families that have this? So thank you. Thank you very much. I don't know if you guys have anything to add here, but.
Wow. This has been an incredible, you know, podcast, just talking to you guys. And we can't thank you guys enough for giving us the opportunity to share our story, to, you know, partner with you guys and everybody else that is listening today. And Dave, thank you so much for what you're offering to everybody, and donating your time, you know, and giving back that way. And we can't thank you enough for what you're doing as well. But the three of you guys are incredible, and everybody else that, you know, we've been working with too. But you three, Eric, Alex, and Dave, are incredible leaders, and we just can't thank you guys enough for partnering with us. And we're just getting started. We're going to make a great impact together with everybody's support too. And, you know, thank you so much.
Yeah. It truly is impossible to put into words how thankful we are. So this has just been an amazing opportunity, and I can't wait to see what all of us do together. Everyone, you know, listening in, we're huge about on sharing, where this money goes, and we've always been 100% about transparency. So we always like to, you know, we're going to be posting videos and
sharing stories, documenting everything.
Yes.
Everybody's a part of this.
Yes.
And everybody needs to see that, because, you know,
it's going to be life changing.
It is. It is.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Love it. I love it. Well, I want to focus on you listening now, you know, having a ton of money and building a business and all the toys and the vacations, all that's great. But I think if you truly want a life worth living, if you really want to feel fulfilled, give, you know, I think it was Tony Robbins that said the secret to a successful life is giving. And this is one way you can do that, you know, and even if you can't give monetarily, share this episode with somebody, share it with your family, with your friends, because just getting the word out, if you're not able to donate financially, getting the word out is a way to give. And we would love you to do both if possible. So again, go to the Len Len is L-E-N-N foundation.org/holiday mastermind. And you can give whatever you want. You know, if you give 100, 500, or 1,000 or more, you're going to be in contact with Dave Perichin, an absolute stud. And if not, you know, it's fine. Whatever you can do, even if you can't, just share the episode, share the word, and let's make an impact together. So guys, I don't know how else to wrap it up. I thank all of you for taking the time to hop on here. I'm looking forward to, you know, getting this into people's ears and hopefully making a big impact together.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful. Awesome, guys. Look forward to connecting with you on the next episode, ladies. Really appreciate everything you've done. I'm glad God has put both of you in our lives. And we're going to do big things together collectively. So,
absolutely.
Thank you.
You feel the same. Thank you so much. All right.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.